Hey, Stavros.
Pizza brain.
I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years.
She said, "Hey, Stavros."
I love him a lot. I want to be with him forever.
I don't know. We heard pizza brain.
Is this the one time the transcript has been
has gotten my name? It's literally the only time the transcript has said has written my name correctly, and you said pizza brain.
I just said, "Hey, pizza brain."
It's a new character in one of Greg's screenplays.
I like. Yeah, that does sound very.
Let's talk pepperoni.
All right.
Hey, Stavros.
Pizza brain!
I mean,
more clearly said Stavros.
A lot. I want to be with him forever. He's my first long-term monogamous partner, so I don't have much experience to compare the ebbs and flows of a sexual relationship to. I want to have a conversation with him about our sex life, and I would love some advice on how to approach this.
Mm-hmm.
We are both fairly goofy dumbasses, which is great. You know, we crack each other up and have a good time together. But the issue is I feel like we're so comfortable joking around, it has started to infringe on when it's
I've mastered this.
To be
I'm ready.
Horny.
Like, too goofy. Gotcha. Okay, keep going, Elders.
In the beginning, I feel like we were a little more sexy, subtle when initiating sex. And maybe in the last year or so, it's kind of like no transition from silly mode to being hot. Like once he's aroused, I feel like his approach is almost expecting me to match his level of arousal like immediately.
Gotcha.
And my body can't catch up that fast.
Sure.
And he'll also still be acting dumb. Like, for example, he'll come up to me and just kind of present his erection to me or like thump it on whatever surface I'm under.
Dude, this is hysterical. She says, for example, he'll just, if he's hard, he'll just be like, he'll just point at his hard dick. Or this, my favorite one is thump it on whatever surface she's on. So if she's at the counter putting away dishes, he'll just be like, dong, dong, dong. Time to get my dick. You know what'd be good? Get a bell. Ring a bell with your hard dick.
It's like a menacing jail guard tapping the stick on the bars.
Time for chow. Get on down to the mess hall, girl. It's really funny to do that and then actually expect head moments later.
So
like, it's funny to do that and then be like, all right, I'm fucking around. Then maybe make out for a second. But she's talking about he'll go from these little dick-based jokes, which I do have to tip my cap to him for. But, you know, this can't be the way you're into sex every single time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's
let her
do the voice, at least. If he puts his dick on a table, he's got to go, hey, it's me. Wait, I'm feeling pretty dry. I'm going to show up. You know, and then she makes him suck and goes, okay. And then you got to keep doing the voice.
Right, right.
Give it.
Oh, I'm about to nut.
Yeah.
Let's let her finish, then we'll go into this. But it is fun.
Bent his erection to me, or like thump it on whatever surface I'm
so great. Sure.
Or like instead of trying to set a sexy mood, he'll just start like blowing in my ears because he knows it annoys me, or like tickling my rib cage, and it's not hot. It's almost like 14-year-old behavior, and I don't know where it's coming from or how to interact with more genuine sexual connection. I just want to be aroused before the touching even starts, not get into it after he's already started touching me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It almost hurts my feelings because I feel like he's sort of stopped listening to my body, and I just don't want this new pattern to continue. I actually get a little emotional when I think of even bringing it up. So any advice on how to keep the conversation fairly light and on track to busting much nut is much appreciated. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. I see where she's coming from. This is like, yeah. Go ahead.
We've all lived this life. But no, you. I'm just saying.
No, please, Greg. Go ahead. I got my take on it. But please.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't trying. I'm sorry. Anyway, this is what every comedian does. This though we've been funny. We know how to be funny.
I don't do this, by the way.
No. I think okay. Maybe you didn't.
Because I don't want fun. This is the one part of my life. I don't want to be fun. Like I'm funny every other time. Can I just get a nut? Like,
sure,
you know what I mean?
Funny,
but I know what you mean.
Funny people have a harder time being vulnerable.
Sure.
Is where I'm going
with
this.
That's
right.
Very
and
fair,
he's like, I think he's scared to be vulnerable. So you gotta be like, and there's also there's a way, like people don't realize too, there is a humorly way. I've been with a woman for a really long time to also be hot. Right.
Yeah.
Like my wife, I'll just throw this out there. My wife's ex-boyfriend texted her last week. And she was like,
okay.
That was okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Maybe you should call in. No. We've had a few of those calls.
But she was like, she told me, you know, she was like, yo, man, this guy sucked.
And what a
like,
fucking idiot. I'm going to go make fun of him to his face for a little bit. You can watch the kids, right? I'm going to go tell him off.
If she was like, I want to fuck my ex-boyfriend. I'm like, hey, I love you. Whatever you want to do, dog. You know? What makes does that make you happy? All right, whatever.
Greg is a broken and defeated man.
No. Again, where you think it's negative, it's elevated.
I actually do agree with
it's you. It's a level of elevation where I'm confident and clear and what I want for you that is your happy life.
That actually is beautiful.
You know what I mean? Go do your happy life. That being said, there's a way, like, so he did, and my wife, like, was suddenly, like, super turned on. She was like, oh, man, I forgot how amazing you were, you know? We've been together so long. And then, you know,
about
me.
Oh, awesome.
And then, so then I was, like, bringing her the thunder, and I was like, yeah, he's going to keep calling. Yeah, tell him to text again, that son of a bitch, right? But I was being kind of funny, but I was also being kind of bad.
Yeah.
So there's, a way to be like, hey, I'm pretending to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like you Colbert it in bed a little bit, of you know, course. Colbert Rapport, where you're Rapport. Like, I'm pretending to be Republican.
Not the newly canceled.
Yes, late no, night, old late school. Show.
Yeah,
pretend to be funny. Pretend to be act like you're being funny, but really you're being serious. You know, like
yeah. I mean, I think that's one way for him to edit his joking entries into getting
into being serious.
But I think for her, it's as simple as sometimes this happens in relationships where it's like, you know, I think clearly this guy's just kind of taking his girlfriend for granted in a pretty standard way that might happen after a while where it's like he's really not putting in the effort.
Right.
And I think she is hopeful that he'll just figure it out on his own. Like this happens a lot where really what it amounts to a pretty small problem. Like if the third time he did this, she was like, hey, can you cut this out? This is not what like I'm into. Like I want to hook up, but like can we little making out, little whatever? He's like, oh yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. I'll stop doing the Mr. Hanky voice for my dick.
It's so funny.
But I think she because he did something that hurt her feelings, and it probably was a little surprising. And instead of dealing with it and being like, oh, that sucks that you did that. It's not a big deal, but can we get over it? I think she was just hoping, because he's been a great partner for 8 years and she loves him, whatever, she was hoping he would just on his own fix it.
Right.
But this is, we're talking about 8 years. I think it's pretty regular to have like
an update.
To just be like, hey, like, you're trying something new here, or right. We've lost something that I like to do. It's like, can we get back to this? And because you're not even saying you don't feel like fucking.
That's the greatest
like,
thing.
Yeah. Like, you want to hook up with him. You just want a little,
that's
you
an
know,
easy fix.
I think that's an easy fix. It's like, look, every once in a while, are you going to get into some sex in a goofy way? Sure. But she's basically saying it's gone. The ratio has gone from like 20% goofy, 80% regular to like 90% goofy, 10% regular. And it's like, you just got to change those percentages, totally. I think.
No, man.
But you guys, everyone here but me has been in a long-term relationship. So please, you know, feel free to weigh in.
It's pretty spot on, man. I think it's actually, it's a good problem to have. Mm. It means you're in a relationship that's that lighthearted, that fun, where you've gotten to a point where it's like just bits with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's arguably the best part of a long-term relationship are these like bits you have with each other. And like you said, man, like it's just, there's a point where you get it's so fun to do that,
mm-hmm.
where you go, oh, we'll just do that in the bedroom. And it just doesn't translate there.
Yeah. Because
you don't want to come from a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
you just have to scale that down for that. And that's it. And then you can go right back into your other stuff.
I
it's also very, very normal.
Yeah, it's super right? normal.
It's so normal.
This is what I mean.
Every few years, you got to update the fucking software. You know, whether it's being funny or it's like just not being anything at all, right? You just go, hey, let's be sexy again. You know what I mean? Let's fucking, or.
Yeah.
She can out-goofy him. That's the other way to, you want to stop being goofy? You got to be so much more goofy.
Put a whoopee cushion in your pussy.
He's like, yo, let's be serious now.
He's going down on her. He's like,
those snakes that come out of the popcorn thing come out of her pussy.
Yeah.
Eldis, did you have, it looked like you were about to weigh in or no?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely caught myself like, you know, after living with my wife for so long now, I guess we've like lived together for 5 years where I just do get into like, you know, I get the zoomies or something. I get into like a goofy mode where, and you can like push that too far where it's like, wait, okay, that joke took it too far. Like, I'm not living with Stav.
Right.
I'm not showing like Stav my dick for a bit here. Like, she doesn't think shit like that is funny. So I need to like definitely reel it in and like, yeah, certain things are.
I think it's funny because your dick is so small, by the way. Just to on record.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just funny.
No, it's because it's hilarious. It's how little your dick is.
But anyway, I will say too, like in a long term relationship though, like the nature of the sex does change a little. Where I don't know if it's like they're living together, they've been together 8 years. It's like, you know, you're not hunting for sex anymore or trying to like be suave or something like you used to. It's like you're living in each other's lives and sharing the same problems and shit. And I don't know. I think sex like just becomes kind of like as much an emotional check-in as it does where it's like, you know, you have to like, if you're in a slump or something, you have to force yourself to like have it, even if you're not necessarily in the mood. So that's what I think of when I hear of like, what this guy's doing. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, he's fucking around too much. And he is kind of like behaving like he would with like his boys or a roommate or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, exactly. You know. If you could fuck your roommate, this is how you would be like, what's up? Put like, if we were gay, I would put my dick on your shoulder and you would turn around and start sucking it. And like, you'd love
fuck
it.
Off, homo.
Yeah, Elvis with the over the shoulder.
I'm trying to do a puzzle. It was like sitting down Indian style. I put my dick on his shoulder. I think it really, all you're asking is that he puts in a little effort. Like, I think a little would go a long way. If it's just clear that he wants to, because basically it's just like, it's not about what you want sexually at all anymore. You've settled into a rhythm that's like easy for him, clearly. And it's not even about the jokes. It's about the fact that he's not really reading and responding to your desires. He's kind of taking them for granted. And it's okay. And I think, you know, I think the reason you're getting a little emotional is because you feel kind of like he's not getting you sexually anymore. And it's like, not just sexually, but like, if you be like, when that happens with a partner you've been with for years, that can be a little, you can feel knee-jerk, a little sad when a partner doesn't understand you fundamentally for some reason. Mm. And I think if you just said, hey, I really don't like this, it makes me feel this way, I'm not even turned on, you're completely missing like these signals. I'd like it if, you know, I still want to have sex. I still want to, but when start sex with it in
play of foreplay.
Initiate, yes. When you initiate sex, I'd like a little more foreplay, I'd like a little whatever. And that's fine. I don't think you even need to, you know, the next time he like he pulls his dick out and then a pow flag comes out when he's about to come. That's
so funny if you could build that machine.
That would be awesome. But the next time he does something goofy, just be like, hey, can we talk about this? Or maybe don't do it when he's hard. Do it in a completely neutral setting.
Do it
when you're having like a nice coffee, whatever. Right. Do it in a time where you could see like, hey, I'm having a great afternoon. In like 30 minutes, if we were to go like lay down and watch a movie and he started like actually initiating sex, I would be down. Like do it in a neutral whatever and just be like, hey, this is what I've noticed. And I think you're fine. I don't think
you'd be like, hey, later you want to have sex? Be as dirty as you want. Right then he'll be dirty. He'll be told to do it. And then when he is, you really react. And they'd be like, oh, she likes this. And then maybe that'll also...
I don't think this guy's a guy who's reading into signals.
But it's like dogs.
I think you have to tell him...
Okay, try this.
So specific. Go ahead.
Every time he does really dirty, you give him a star. This is what we do with my son.
She never said dirty, by the
star.
Way.
Star.
Or like sexual, or like be hot.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Right?
Okay,
every time
he
does that, he gets a star for his star chart. After 7 stars... He can be as silly as he wants.
He can have a goofy night.
He gets a goofy night.
Okay, you know like what I
mean?
That.
As goofy,
like,
as goofy.
It's like a punch card.
It's your day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He comes in, he's like, put the jester outfit on, bitch. Yeah. I want to hear those tits jingle.
Yeah, deliver a pizza with your dick in it. You can do whatever you want.
That's fun. Did somebody order a big sausage? No, I ordered a medium. All right, so good luck, sister. We're rooting for you. You kids are going to be A-OK. Yeah.